Hey, welcome to the Eric Hampton Leadership Podcast. Today, our subject is how to do it big like Disney. And if you want to know how you can do it big like Disney, then stay tuned. But before we get started, I invite you to hit the like and subscribe button. It really helps the channel. Now, I'm going to give you 5 seconds to grab a snack or something to take notes on, and I'll be right back. Recently, we brought our oldest son a McDonald's Happy Meal, and it came with this cool hologram of the Epcot Center. On the back, it read, "The World's Most Magical Celebration." I didn't realize that Disney was gearing up for the party of a lifetime. On October 1st, 2021, the Walt Disney World Resort began celebrating its 50th year anniversary. Celebrations are taking place across all 4 theme parks: the Magic Kingdom Park, the Animal Kingdom Theme Park, Hollywood Studios, and the Epcot Center. Disney has had and continues to have such a powerful and positive impact on culture, entertainment, and media, not just nationally or even internationally, but worldwide. I remember when our family experienced Disney for the first time. I mean, it was really magical. That's not just a cliche. It was awesome, and I will never forget it. Disney World Resort has served world-class entertainment for 50 years. And for any business or organization to celebrate 50 years of existence is one thing, but to celebrate 50 years of successful existence is another. Now, there are dozens of reasons why the Disney World Resort is such a successful brand and organization. But today, I want to highlight just 3 priorities or principles that you and I can take away as leaders, entrepreneurs, pastors, and even just as parents. Number one, they focus on the family. They focus on the family. Very few, if any, do family entertainment like Disney. They offer meaningful experiences for every age, stage, and gender. So what does this mean for you and I? Our products and services must meet the unique needs of men, women, and children, even if that means facilitating a poll to ensure we're answering their questions, helping solve or resolve their problems, or simply pointing people in the right direction. All of this matters. Disney is focused on the family, and we should be as well. Number two, Disney is just friendly. It is absolutely friendly. Disney understands everything should be user-friendly. Everyone should be treated like VIP, and every personnel and staff member should understand the personal experience of each customer. And when guests decide to enter our store, business, organization, hotel, hospital, or church, our goal should be that they enjoy the interaction and not simply endure the interaction. I'll say that again. Every customer, everyone who walks through our facility doors should enjoy the interaction and not be have to endure the interaction. Every product should be easy to purchase. Every service should be easy to acquire and use. All staff and customer support, managers, leaders, all staff and customer support should be helpful and hospitable. Why? Because if we want the generational impact like Disney, if we want to have the name brand recognition like Disney, if we want to be effective like Disney, if we want to benefit like Disney, we must be family friendly, user friendly, and number three, future focused. Future focused, focused on the future. Disney is ever changing and evolving. They add new attractions all the time, and sometimes at the expense of older attractions. Their attractions strategically come and strategically go. Disney is not afraid to tear something down in order to build something new and better up. Disney understands what met the need in 1996, or let's just say 86, or even 1976, will not meet the need in 2026. So something greater is always on the horizon. And if we are to remain fresh, creative, fun, and relevant, we too must be growing and evolving and have something on the horizon. We must make adjustments and adapt and adopt new ways to innovate. We too must ensure we are 5 years ahead of where our industry is going. Now, Disney World Resort is a case study by itself. We could learn and we can discuss Disney probably once a month for an entire year. But I believe that if we are businesses and organizations, if we strive to be family-friendly, user-friendly, and future-focused, our businesses, our organizations, and our teams will be one step closer in achieving our goals. So that's it. That's all. I hope you enjoyed. Thank you for listening, and thank you for subscribing. And don't forget to lead right where you are.